This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Limits of Good Manner. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the limitations or limits and boundaries of good manner. When we talk about the limits of good manner, we said that the first limit was to deal with the mu'mineen as your brothers and have mercy upon it. The second limit and the boundary of the good manners is to how to deal with the non-believers and those who are the polytheists maybe or maybe the kuffar. When we see the Islamic text, we see that in the Quran, when Allah talks to the Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Musa, he says, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَغَى. O Moses, or the Prophet Moses, you and your brother Harun must go towards Fir'aun or Pharaoh. Why? Because he has become a rebel. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. And talk to him in a soft manner. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Maybe he learns from it, or maybe he gets fear of what you're talking about, or he has the fear of you. So when we look at the Islamic text, we see that Islam teaches us that when you need to talk to the non-believer, when you're talking to someone who is maybe a polytheist or non-believer, then you need to use a soft language, you need to talk in a soft way, and you need to softly speak to them so that you can call them towards the right path. When you're talking to them, you talk them in a soft way so that they can get closer to you. They can learn from it. They can learn the message that Islam talks about softness. Islam, when it deals with the kuffar, it has a soft corner so that they can come towards us. Therefore, when we are dealing with the non-Muslims, we must observe these messages which are given in the Quran, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of limits of good manner in Islam. When we talk about the limits of good manner, we said that we must have a good manner and we must talk lightly and softly with the kuffar, with the non-believers. And we should not have a way of talking to them that they feel guilty when we are talking to them. We should call them towards Islam in a soft way. And this is what Islam talks about. We have many examples in the history that, for example, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting with his companions and a Jew came to the Prophet. And he said that the Prophet of Islam or the Prophet of Islam owes me something, and he must face the punishment because he did not pay his debt on time. And this is what he said. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I never took anything from you, so I do not owe anything, and I'm not guilty at any cost. But if you say, let's sit here, and if you have some witnesses, bring your witnesses, and we wait until your witnesses comes. And the history says that they sat there for half a day when the sun came to the middle of the sky and it was too hot. This guy stood up and he said that I witnessed that you are the true messenger of Allah because you never became angry of what I have said and you were after the logical and the intellectual way of solving the issue that I presented to you. And I witnessed that you are the true messenger of God for which the Old Testament or the books, our holy books, have witnessed. And therefore, he became Muslim. Therefore, there are many other examples in the history that we can follow and we can deal with the non-Muslims with a good manner so that they become Muslim, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.